This is the BBC Home Service. Witmar!
Come on, foaming at the mouth! Wave your flag!
Somebody just pinched mine!
Yes, it's that man again!
It's that man again, yes, that man again, yes, that Tommy Hand is here!
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Keep a sharp lookout for suspicious character. Last seen heading north.
Who is he?
Mother's pride and joy, mother's hand and joy. Oh, it's useless to complain. When trouble's brewing, it's his doing again. And then again.
Get your catapults ready, kids. He's going to speak from the balcony of the town hall.
I say, it's not very sporting of you chaps, is it?
Cheese it, Scruffy. Tell your mother she hates you.
I think Hanley's jolly decent chap. He's going to give us a whiz of time.
Look out, here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to...
We want Hanley!
Owing to unforgivable circumstances, he ain't going to talk till tomorrow.
Wow.
It ain't my fault, is it? Come back tomorrow. Oh, gee, I wish the boss would keep his dates.
Hello, Sam. Did you hear my speech, Sam?
But, boss, you never made it.
I did. I've been talking out of that window there.
But that one overlooks a field of cows.
Oh, I thought they looked like a matinee audience. Well, cows indeed. No wonder it was a flop.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
You'll have to make another speech to the people.
No fear. I'm waiting till the town surrenders.
But, boss, I saw the people crowning you with flowers.
Yeah, but one fellow threw a shoe at me.
That was lucky, boss.
Not for me. His old woman was still in it.
Look, boss.
What?
There's someone coming in under a white flag. Shall I show him in?
No, I'll do a Monty on him. Let him wait. Besides, I've got to prepare my instrument of surrender.
What's that, boss?
Well, that's a stocking full of railway station rock cakes.
This isn't fur. It isn't fur.
Who are you?
The Mer.
The Mer? I don't care if you are the Mer. Take a chair, Mer.
Were.
The. Now, what's the trouble?
All this worry, I cannot burr.
Oh, you're suffering from were and ter. Did such things happen when I was Mer?
Yeah.
Quiet, Kerr. Now, Mr. Mer, sign this and pull that chain off your neck.
I protest. I declare.
But it's April Lager.
Oh, but spur my grey hairs.
Oh, get up them stirs. Well, now, Sam, I'll make my speech. Now, sound a fanfare. That's all fan and no fur. Give me that trumpet. I'll show you how to blow it.
Take cover, boss.
Oh, don't worry, Sam. It's Hess going home.
What about the speech, boss?
Oh, the speech. Well, get me a cigar and a new set of victory fingers and I'll speak at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, boss?
Yes, in the morning. And go and get my rhetoric rompers or spouting suit. Come in.
Mr. Hanley, you remember me, don't you?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Heap. Who the dickens are you?
Don't you recollect when you were mayor here, we used to work hand in glove?
No, only when we were opening safes. You were town treasurer. When did you come out?
Oh, I got a pardon.
Eh?
Pardon.
I didn't hear anything. What do you want?
Well, we want you to take charge of all our V-Day revels.
Ah, now you're talking. Well, we start a flag racket. Now go out and get me 3,000 penny flags and sell them at 10 and 6 each.
Isn't that black market?
No, red, white and blue market.
You'll make a small fortune.
I'll make a big one. You know a friend of mine in Oxford Street started with a tray of studs and finished with a string of racehorses?
There'll be a small percentage for me, of course.
How dare you? I'll call a policeman.
There's one outside, boss.
Oh, I see. Well, how much do you want?
50-50.
That's right. This is a big idea, Sam. I'll show them how to celebrate V-Day. I'll have a red-hot variety show, starting with Lupino Flame and finishing with Izzy Bonfires.
Well, who's going to produce it, boss?
John Fireman. We'll make a package, Sam. Now, first of all, go out and double the price of everything. I'll organize the celebrations. Now, what should we have first?
A Lord's brandy, sir.
Oh, dear. It's old Beer Gint. Are you still celebrating, Colonel?
I've celebrated every victory since Mafeking, sir. How do you think I'm looking these days, sir?
Well, I can't make up my mind whether you're floodlit or bloodshot.
I'm slightly shot, sir, but never flooded.
That's right. Well, by the way, Colonel, I've just been appointed Master of the Revels.
Oh, now you're talking, sir. I say, why not put me in charge of the refreshments?
No fear. Well, last time you made the tea with boiling gin instead of water. And afterwards, everybody had 40 tiddlywinks. Right. Hello, Colonel. You organize the drinks and I'll relieve you now and again.
Oh, thank you, sir. By gad, sir, I'll do my duty. Hey, hey, clear the way. Here comes the galloping colonel.
That's very funny. He didn't have a drink off me tonight. Must be the thin end of the pledge. Well, I must arrange about the music.
Did you say music, Tommy?
Oh, it's chess. Do you know when you stand up straight, you look like I-Day.
I-Day?
I-Day!
Well, talking about days...
Yes, Gert?
I've got the very tune for you.
Oh?
Happy Days Are Here Again, arranged by Gordon Jacob.
I'm going to put you in charge of the fireworks. You can look after the set piece.
She's outside, boss.
I'm not talking about my permanent duty. I mean illuminated faces, you know, like the colonel's.
But, boss, Pyrotechnical progress postulates a preliminary position of pseudo-political portraiture, presuming that the proletariat prognostic problematically.
Sam, would you like to repeat that with your trap shut?
Okay. Okay, boss.
Now, open the trap and let the dog out.
Excuse us, but my girlfriend and I would like to help you with your party, wouldn't we, love?
Okay, we're gay fun today, so we're awful fun to the lads.
I must get a word in somehow.
Oh, quite you here from the boot.
We've no time for blabbering. We've got to give the boys a good time, haven't we, Hen?
Yes, ever such a good time. We think you're ever such a sport.
Come away, Hen, the man's daft.
Yes, ever so.
Boss.
Yes?
You were marvelous. However did you do it?
Do you want to know how it's done?
Yes, yeah, boss. How's it done?
That's how it's done. Now try it on the piano. Hello?
Mr. Hanley, I said, Hanley. What time do you start your celebrations? I said, celebrations.
Eh?
I said, what time do you start the festivities? I said, festivities.
Ah, that's a secret. I said, it's advertised all over the place. We start at 8 o'clock. I said, 9:30. I shouldn't be at all surprised.
And I have a free pass, my girlfriend. I said, friend.
No, you can't have a pass for your friend. I said, is she nice?
Yes, very. I said, very.
Oh, I said, Kay. Of course you can have a seat. I said, on my lap.
Well, Tiddaloo, I said, Tiddaloo.
Well, Waterloo, I said, Paddington. I haven't heard from him for a long time. I expect he's been on a holiday, I said, in jail.
Can I do you now, sir?
Oh. Well, Mrs. Hop, tell me, why are you standing on one leg?
Well, sir...
Now, don't tell me. So it was you I saw posing as Eros in Piccadilly on Tuesday night.
Oh, sir, I did enjoy myself.
Really?
Every time I waved my flag... I found myself on top of a taxi with a soldier.
Well, you were lucky to get one. I came home by underground. I slipped down a manhole and caught the last drain.
The sailors were a bit saucy.
Oh?
There was one kept bumping into me and calling me his little collision mat. He fell for me in a big way, sir.
Well, did he jump off the lamppost and land on your quarterdeck? What about the RAF?
Oh, sir... What a flighty lot. Why, they wanted me to do the victory roll.
Well, you shouldn't do your hair up in a bun. They thought you were a piece of cake. Anyway, Mrs. Mop, I want you to appear in my victory parade.
Not as Godiva, sir. I'm sure that's where I caught my rheumatism.
Well, you must have sat on a damp horse. I want you to be Queen Elizabeth and I'll be Sir Walter Raleigh.
Really?
No, Raleigh.
Oh, sir. Couldn't I be something romantic, like Grace Darling?
All right, you be Grace Darling and the Colonel can be the wreck. He won't need any rehearsing.
What are you going to be, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I'll put a burnt cake on my napper and go as King Alfred.
Oh, brought this for you, sir.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it, a rubble rissole?
It's me V-Day offering, sir. I call it peace pudding.
I suppose when you stick your fork in it, it sounds the last all clear.
Oh, sir. Well, TTFN.
Hip, hip, hooray!
What's that, sir?
Three cheers for Winnie. Now, victory's gone to her head, I'm afraid. She's never been the same since Gladstone chose her as Miss 1888.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
There's a man outside with a hat called Billy.
Well, ask him the name of his overcoat and I'll see him.
And, boss, there's a deputation here to see you.
Well, I'll see them one at a time.
This way, sir.
Ah, there you are.
Hey?
No, I said ah.
How?
Oh, so it's you, is it? You seem to pop up everywhere. So won't you tell me who you are?
Ah!
There you are.
Yes, I'm the chair.
Well, I'm the table. All we want is a sofa and we're furnished.
Oh. No. I'm the chairman of the come.
Oh, come.
No. Itty.
Isn't it a pity?
Yeah, no. I'm chairman of Foaming of the Mouth V-Day Celebration Committee. Don't you understand?
So you can talk, eh?
Ah.
Now stop now. Who's going to be the guest of honour?
You are.
There you are. You've got me at it now.
Yes. And we'd rather, rather
have a beer.
Good idea, sir. Make it free.
You know, I've got a lot of,
Yes, too much.
Yes, this is getting, surely you know us, I'm listening. Well, to resume our interesting conversation, sir, I'm sorry to keep you so...
Long?
Ta-da!
What is the matter with him, boss?
Ah.
There you are.
Don't you start, sir. I wonder why the committee's up against me.
They've tumbled to you.
Hey, come here a minute. Charlie?
Yes?
Listen to this. Do that again, will you? What do you think of that, Charles?
Oh, bother.
That's upset, Chas. He's afraid he'll have to stick to music now.
Ah, Mr. Tom Francisco, I am invigorated.
You mean de-daylighted? Yes, oh, so. I want you to look after the music.
Ah, that is a job after my own harp.
Harp? Are you the harp that once or twice? Well, you know all about music, eh?
Of music, I am a regular cycling Ophelia. I know every nut.
Every nut? Ah, the pupil of Sir Adrian Bolt.
Mr. Endelbar, I studied at the Royal Macademy.
Macademy? That was a hard road. Well, I'm glad you're an expert because I've hired a battle organ for you.
Oh, I cannot play a thing like that. I should feel a silly fool. A proper nanny.
Nanny?
Yes, Master Tom.
Not you, nurse. Put me down.
No. My fellow musicians will say I've let down my profusion.
Well, you can always tie it up with a blue ribbon. Now, come, so, put your earrings on and play it.
Oh, Boderino.
Oh, Mother Riley.
Tommy, hear that? Was smashing. Can I sing about it?
Oh, hello, Anne. Well, what is the song?
It's the Battle Organ Rhapsody, Tommy.
Right, well, I'll hold the handle and you do the turn.
Come buy a love song for a penny, perhaps a memory. He'll play all day for just a penny, his barrel organ rhapsody. He'll bring the things your dreams are made of, forgotten melody, and make a lover serenade of his barrel organ rhapsody. I, round the organ many a romance gets a start. I, while they're dancing to the music of his heart. So if you follow where he strays, how happy he will be. For lovers only he is playing his barrel organ rhapsody.
Yes?
Boss, there's another deputation to see you.
Well, who are they? Animal, vegetable, or neutral?
I don't know, boss, but they speak a funny language.
A funny language? A new race of comedians. Patagonia. Well, send them in.
This way, gentlemen.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen. Now, what can I do for you? Now, one at a time, please.
Vorjak! Vorjak! Vorjak!
Interpreter, what did he say?
Vorjak.
Well, that's fair enough. Now, sir, you with the straw trousers and the tin tip for tat. What have you got to say?
Vorjak, Vorjak, Vorjak.
Interpreter, what did he say?
Vorjak.
Ah, now I can see nightlight. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Now, we're all agreed that the gremlins and the fustigans on the tent amounts to the tippity witchet. Not forgetting the oopsie-sticks. Interpreter, tell him what I say.
It's a Vorjak. Vorjak.
Vorjak.
Vorjak! Oh, four jacks. Well, I've got four aces, so I take the kitty. Show them out, Sam.
Where should I put them, boss?
In the Vorjak. Well, that's the best of a good education. I'm glad I went to Oxford and stayed the night.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
The procession's ready to start.
Oh, let's have a look.
Look at all those Kentucky minstrels with white feet.
Kentucky? Don't be silly. Those are Bevan boys. They've just been paddling. Tell the band to strike up.
Which song, boss?
Our victory song, dedicated to the man who's won the war.
You, boss?
Well, that's very loyal of you, Sam. And I smoke a pipe. Now start the procession.
We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. We follow the man whose master plan has carried us through the war. Sniff of the old Havana, we'd follow him right to Fujiyama. We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar.
Which way do we go, Sam?
Left, boss.
Right, Sam, right.
We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. We follow the man whose master plan has carried us through the war. One sniff of the old Havana, we'd follow him right to Fujiyama.
We're glad we walk behind the man who smoked the big cigar. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tell me, Sam, where's the procession?
They've gone the other way, boss.
Oh, we must have gone down the wrong street. I can smell chips. We're all right. They've gone down the wrong street.
Oh, Mr. Hanley.
Yes?
I'm from the BBC.
Oh.
Yes, they've sent me out with this microphone to ask you how V-Day affects your...
I see.
Would you say a few words?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, excuse me. This is the microphone. That is the lamppost.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just force of habit, you know.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Now, will you say something, Mr. Hanley?
Right. Vorjak. Here, give me that mic. I'll ask the questions. Now, sir, will you say a few words?
Excuse, please, mister.
Lovey, it's alley-oop.
Mister, you buy saucy flag, middle rag.
Don't hang carpets on the mic.
Oh, mister, you like funny picture? Private life, board steer. Very rummy, all rummy.
Give them to me. Why, they're not fit to be seen. Sam, get them enlarged. Now go away, Ali, we're broadcasting.
All right. I go. I come back.
Now, sir, I'm collecting opinions of V-Day. Now, what's yours?
Anything that's left, sir.
Oh, good. It's the Colonel, still standing. Now, go away, old boy. Oh, now, madam, would you like to speak down the mic?
Well, I don't know, I'm sure.
Oh, go on. You never know. Leonard Uddy might be listening. Now, what's your name?
Bubbles Brown.
That's funny, so do mine. What's your address?
22 Acacia Road.
Thank you.
Will I be hearing from you?
Yes, I'll be round just after 9. You've got the address down, Sam?
Yeah, boss.
How big's your father?
Oh, he's huge.
Rub it out, Sam, will you? Anybody else? Ah, now this is interesting. A bearded baby in a three-wheeled pram smoking a clay pipe. What did you do on V-Day, sonny?
I'll have to ask me dad.
Oh. I'm getting sick of this. Is there anyone here with a mind of their own?
Mr. Handler?
That's taught it, Sam. Quick, behind this water tank. We must get somebody to say something. Who's that knocking on the tank?
Don't forget the diver, sir. Don't forget the diver.
Lummy, it's Deep End Dan. Well, listen, as the war's over, what are you doing?
I'm going down now, sir.
Well, that concludes our broadcast, Static at the Corner. Back to the studio. Well, how do we get there, Sam?
Follow the band, boys.
Oh, of course. Well, that's an idea. Now, come on, everybody.
We're glad we walked behind the man who smoked the big cigar. La 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 la. We follow the man whose master plan has carried us through the war. La 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 la. One day for the old Havana. We follow him like the fugitive.
Just in time to hear the man who smoked the big cigar.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in Itmar with Jack Train, Dorothy Summers, Horace Percival, Dino Galvani, Sidney Keith, Fred Yule, Clarence Wright, Diana Morrison, Gene Capra, and Ann Rich. The augmented BBC Variety Hawks, conducted by Charles Shadwell, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.